A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Remind them of these things, and charge them before God. Yes, the verse does continue, and perhaps we'll look at the content of what we need to be reminded of in another word for you. But here, just these very words, remind them of these things. We need to be reminded. We ought to be very careful of being haughty, that we are remembering everything that the Lord wants us to remember, because we need to be reminded. And you find that all over the Bible. It is very common that God's people are reminded again and again, because we are sinners who forget, and sometimes our vision is simply clouded because of all the things that happen and our distractions, the weeds that grow up, the cares of this world, and then we forget. And so when Paul says here, remind them of these things, he is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Ukukhunjuzwa kuyinto esemqoka kakhulu. You find Paul also saying, for instance, to the Philippian Christians, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. You see, being reminded by God, by the Holy Spirit, by His Word, it is safe. And it is no trouble for God to remind us through His servants, through His Word. Now, an important thing is to go out and seek those things which you need to be reminded of. That means taking the Word of God and reminding yourself of the things that God has spoken to you before and which you need to have a refreshing of memory about. And so when Paul says that he's reminding them by saying, again I say rejoice, and then he explains the reminding part by saying, to write the same things is no trouble for me, but it is safe for you. There is safety in being reminded. Just as a little child needs to be reminded, we too, even if we think we are adults in the Lord, but often we need to just be like a little child and get reminded again and again. Perhaps the reminding is because we have been disobedient. Then we need to repent of that and come back to the original word God spoke to us.